Excuse me, we're getting ready to start. My name is, I'm welcome to the VRLC board meeting. And people who are not board members, but thank you for coming anyway to see how we do things. Okay, what I'm going to do is we're going to make roll call for the board. Okay, my name is Marlene O'Neill. I'm the president of VRLC, and I'll continue on to my right.
This is Roger Peterson, vice president.
John Ross, treasurer.
Yes, we have a brand new treasurer.
Rob Turner, recording secretary.
I'm not up front, but I'm going to pull out our corresponding
secretary. Yeah. What do you
first chair for you here? On the end over here by Rob.
Yes, you must join us, Linda.
Come up here and look and
pour. Yeah, you have to be up here and be the target of the tomatoes too.
If I come tomorrow.
Well, we're going to give it to you all weekend, so.
Go that way.
Yeah, you have to come. No.
You have to come all the way around.
Oh, around
me and around. We're giving you your exercise, Linda. Keep going. She's gonna be losing a lot.
Hug.
Yes.
Can we know who else?
Yes, we're gonna do that.
There's some people coming in.
Yeah.
They need to walk around
with a mic. I don't know if there's a mic.
Here comes Paul.
There are two corded mics, and I think there are.
Is there a cordless mic?
I think there are a couple.
Yeah, John, you can.
But they seemed like they didn't work very well this afternoon.
Okay.
Test.
Oh, hello. Okay. Paul Borelli, are you here?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Paul. Okay. John Ross, our treasurer, is going to be walking around with a cordless mic. Now, we hope that they'll work, but we tested them this afternoon, and we were having some problems. So we're just hoping that they will. So John's going to walk around into the audience, and all you have to do is say your name and what chapter you're from.
Okay, and I'm going to start here on my right, okay?
Hello. Albert Contreras from Temple City, and president of the OCB Alumni Chapter.
Welcome, Albert.
Sharon Benefield from Riverside. Glenda Castle, San Diego Chapter Delegate.
Okay. It doesn't look like the mics are working.
I'm Lee Morton, and I am actually I'm the immediate past president for this organization, and I'm from San Diego Chapter.
Great, thank you. Okay. Over here up front.
Larry Freeman, alternate delegate, San Diego Chapter CCB.
Okay. I'm Paul Borelli, and member of the VRLC from CCB Capital Chapter in Sacramento.
And he's one of the board members.
I don't think the fly really working. You got to hold it real close.
You have to almost eat the mic.
Yeah, you do.
Steve Fort.
Steve.
Yes.
All right.
President of Bayview Chapter and delegate.
Excuse me. You're getting ahead of me.
Diane Phelps from Solano County.
Hey, Diane.
Josie Conkling, Capital Chapter.
Okay.
My phone's not
working.
Yeah,
you got it. That's everyone.
Okay, everybody got called or recognized, excuse me. Oh, okay.
One absent board, Keith Johnson?
Yeah, I'm going to discuss that. Keith Johnson, I called him, and He could not come to the spring convention. He had an operation. He had a knee replacement and a hip replacement. And so it's
all in one shot.
Yeah. So it was been really difficult for him. He was kind of down about it because he couldn't get out or anything. But he's feeling better. And he's going to retire from his job. He said he really wants to, you know, focus on getting better. It's 28 years he's worked. And so he told me to tell everybody that he's definitely going to be here in the fall. Or not here, but, you know, we're Fresno.
Right, yeah.
So he wanted everybody to, he wanted a big high for everybody. And he said he'll be definitely here in the fall. So that's the latest I know about Keith.
That's a good update.
Okay. Now, for our Braille, okay, you got the envelope?
Yes, I have it.
Okay. Our treasurer is going to come around and, you know, very quietly, and we're asking for donations for the Braille Challenge. The Braille Challenge is held in Los Angeles, California in June. And the money goes towards a transportation for someone who can't afford to go him or herself. So so this is why we ask for donations. And it doesn't matter how large or small, you can just put it in the envelope, and that will really be, we'll really appreciate it. John's going to walk around with it. Okay, so.
Any up, folks.
Okay.
Take all of them. Read your credit.
So, okay. Okay, and you don't have to tell everybody how John is going to, after tomorrow at the BRLC meeting, he's going to give us a total of what we collected. Okay.
Oh, will we also ask for additional donations if there are more people?
Yes.
We will.
Yeah, we're going to, okay, that's another thing we're going to talk about. We got to, this is what the board, I got to ask the board this too, so we'll.
We should serve alcohol at the luncheon and then do it.
Yes, right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, there'll probably be some other people in our business meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and it's the. So, he'll be asking for more contributions if they haven't donated tonight. And if you want to donate tomorrow, too, go ahead. I don't care. Donate to some. Okay. All right. I'm going to. Okay. I'm going to ask. What? What do you want to say, Robert? Or, did you have something to say? Okay. I'm going to ask Rob, can you read the board minutes?
Yes, I can. I guess I'll just speak up.
Here, I can roll the mic.
Mic reach me?
I'm going to see. I don't know if it's going to reach.
Oh, my.
Maybe you'll have to stand up, I guess.
Stand.
Okay.
All right. I know you can hear me now. Okay. Braille Revival League Board Meeting Minutes, Fall 2008, Thursday, October 23rd, 2008. The meeting was called to order by President Marlene O'Neill at 6:05 p.m. The recording secretary called the roll. Paul Borelli and Jill O'Connell were absent. The spring convention board meeting minutes were read and approved without corrections. The board meeting minutes from the conference call on May 25th were also read and approved. three individuals had questions concerning the Nemeth Uniform Braille System. Winifred agreed to send them the same demonstration materials that she shared at our spring convention meeting. Rex Ransom wrote the treasurer's report but forgot to bring it with him. He submitted it to me by email so that it could be included here. The beginning balance was $2,365.64. Total expenses were $1,176. Total income, $451. Ending balance was $1,639.65. Rex resigned as treasurer for personal reasons. He received a warm round of applause for all his hard work. Rex agreed to do everything possible to get the new treasurer up to speed. Winifred provided an update on the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. She will continue to work with Roger to present a final update for our spring convention meeting. Although Roger feels, or I guess it feels, that they are limited to the changes agreed to last spring, they will do whatever they can to eliminate unnecessary verbiage. Winifred sent out a Braille list of BRLC officers and board members because it was inadvertently omitted from the Braille Writer newsletter. She furnished this list at her own expense as a donation to our group. Next on the agenda was a recommendation to write letters to BANA in support of the Nemeth Uniform Braille System. ACB passed a resolution requesting that BANA examine this system and consider its adoption. The meeting was adjourned at 6:45 p.m. Respectfully submitted, Recording Secretary Rob Turner. Let me hand the mic back to you.
I got the cordless mic here, so we can keep it there. Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Those that they be approved as written.
Okay. Who said that?
Linda.
I thought she said somebody else. Okay. There was a motion to accept the minutes. Anybody second? Okay.
Who seconded?
I did.
Okay. Doesn't really matter.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried. Okay, the next...
Incidentally, I just recently got email saying that BANA is going to evaluate.
All right.
Great. Okay, John, do you want to give the report, or do you have a report?
I
the
have
treasurer's
a...
Treasurer's report?
I have a brief report. Okay, I...
You want the mic?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's here right over here. John is right.
He's got a cordless mic.
Yeah, but he's got the wire mic right.
That's true.
Oh, well, okay.
You don't have to hold the cord.
Okay. I
took office the first of the year, and at that time we had in the Treasury 2,758.65 expenditures. Were dues of $50 to CCB and $430 to DRL, leaving us with a total account of $2,308.65. That's what I have. Thank you.
Move the Treasurer's report be accepted.
Okay, there was a motion made that the report be accepted as read. Roger made the motion. And there was a second by Lee Morton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
What's that?
Yes. Gary. Okay. The first item is, there's going to be a luncheon tomorrow, and it was advised to me about that we need to, you know, there to be another avenue to collect for the Braille challenge at the BRLC Kahlua luncheon, or Kahlua BRLC luncheon. And she wanted to bring it up to the board so they can recommend that if we could ask to do that at the luncheon.
Has Jerry Alcala, is he okay with it? I assume he is. Do we know?
I don't know. I have to find out, and somehow I don't know, you know, this is the first I've heard about it, so I can probably ask him or if someone knows where.
Somebody goes. Some of us go to the lunch.
I'm going.
I am. I'll be there.
Okay, so just do it.
Yeah, we can just do it. I'm sure it's
no problem.
Ask him
when you get there.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And I think he might be at BRLC tomorrow. Sometimes he goes to the meetings. So, okay. Roger, do you have an update on the Constitution? Or is there going to be anything new happening? Because it sounded good to me before. So
I am not aware of anything happening.
Okay.
And if that's my fault, then let it be. But that's all I know.
I was reading the Constitution, and it sounds. When I was reading the Constitution, it seemed as if it was, you know, it's kind of limited as far as much as you can. And I don't know what you would take out or delete.
Madam President?
Yes.
If I remember right, when last convention, when was supposed to work on a draft of a Constitution for us, and she isn't here, so I don't.
She's going to work with me, and I don't.
Yes, with Hewitt, but I.
I don't think we haven't worked.
Okay.
Well, then we'll just call it a work in progress. Because it is kind of hard to get it all together sometimes, and it takes a lot of getting together and planning and writing. So it can't be done overnight. So there's no. I don't think there's any problem with
that. We're working on the national constitution, too. So.
Yes, and that was a great constitution.
We did get that done.
Yes, they got that done, the national constitution, BRL constitution. Okay, I'm going to talk about the Braille challenge since Wynn usually talks about that. Just for everybody who, I told everybody about the, you know, donations that we do. What happens is the challenge is there are kids all across the country who test for this Braille challenge, and they enter this contest, and the people who pass these tests go to Los Angeles.
And last year we had over 65 people go to Los Angeles. And the BRL, the Braille Challenge, is they take all these tests and to see who is going to win. And it, the BRL Challenge emphasizes spelling, speed, and I forgot the other one, but
reading comprehension.
So this is very important for these people, you know, to do. These kids are young kids who are very talented. They don't just they read
a whole series of categories all the way from little kids to high school kids.
Right, and they're not just they do their Braille. They're very good at Braille, but they don't just do Braille. Some of them are athletes, very good athletes. A lot of them are musicians, artists. And some people, the one last year was 19 and he was going to college. There was one that was lit, I think was 8 years old and I forgot the Jordan, I think that they talked about. And the prizes are wonderful. You know, they win scholarships and all kinds of things.
Marlene?
Yes.
This is Albert Contreras. I happened to call, American Printing House for Blind. One of my friends wants to get a metal slate and stylus. They don't make many of, and they had a few, and I called. I want to call and see if you have one. She wants a 28-cell slate, a board slate. They happen to have some for $89. So I was just thinking, though, if possibly people wanted to maybe donate or something into it, to maybe give a prize of a metal slate and stylus for the Braille Challenge, maybe. That was just a thought. Huh? Well, I don't think they make many metal slates. No, these are metal. I'm talking about the old kind of a metal slate. It would be kind of a nice prize for you. That's just a thought.
I'm not sure they would consider
it. It's a blind slate. And,
I don't know if it's ready for the blind.
Well, what we've agreed to do in the past is give them some money for transportation because apparently even though you win and you get to go, you and your family's transportation is not covered, and some of the kids are not very wealthy, and so it was felt that this was a way, you know, Wynn talked to the Braille Institute people and it was felt that this was a good way for us to assist them, so we've been doing that. I might add that we had one, more and more there are these regional ones that they test through to get to go to the national, and we had one at Stanford this year, and it was really quite successful. Our chapter participated in, you know, sending people to be scorers and proctors and other things, and it was really quite an event.
Yes, and that's why we are so passionate about the Braille Challenge. And I'd like to thank you for your suggestion, Albert. It was a good one. But a lot of people can't, you know, they just can't make it. If it wasn't for a lot of the people donating, they wouldn't be able to have the chance to go. Okay. The other thing I want to talk about, and ask about the board and anybody else, the Braille, we call it the Braille Writer. It was on 11 by 11 and a half, and how did everybody like that?
I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that we had to cut back a little bit because of economics and everything. So,
save us some money?
Did it save us any money?
We haven't received a bill for it yet.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be interesting to find out. Lynn Laird does the...
Winifred said that it would cost around $500.
Lynn Lair does the Braille, and I forgot who does the print. I can't remember. I forgot how we did that. So I'm sure Wynn will know because I think she's coming. Wynn is not here tonight because she was supposed to have surgery, and it got postponed. But she's going to be coming in later tonight or tomorrow morning. So she will be at the meeting on tomorrow morning. Okay. Another thing for the board. We are having a little kind of crisis here with funding because a lot of our money, in fact, most of it goes to the getting out the Braille writer. So we're trying to get some money back into the treasury. So Wynn came up with, we talked about a 50-50 raffle or a raffle to bring in some money. Wynn expressed some interest in that, and she asked me to talk to you about what she would like to see. It doesn't mean you have to do it. It's just a recommendation. And I may need someone that you guys to help.
I thought we had to do whatever Wynn said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first we have to hear it, and then we have to agree.
Obey.
Okay. And you guys will chime in, okay? Mm-hmm. Wynn said that her chapter does the raffle, and they sell raffle tickets. The raffle tickets, she calls them funky little raffle books. Because...
Technical.
Yes, we were technical. Because the books are very very thin. They're on like typing grade type of paper from the computer. Peter Pardini does their books. And they don't really cost a lot of money. The books are such that they don't. The problem is that, but the books have a you can't tell where they rip because they don't have a perforation. This is what she's telling me, and so you need someone to kind of rip the stubs off because you have on the back of it you got to write the address and the phone name and that kind of thing and the phone number. And what she recommended is that we send that each member of the group is given 10 books of 5 tickets in the book, or 5 books with 10 tickets in the book. It's like which would be a dollar a piece. So that would bring in $50 from each member. Not that we buy, we sell them, okay? So she wants everybody.
You can buy them or sell them.
You can buy them or sell them, whatever you want to do. It would be $50. And what she wants to do, what she said was we should have a telephone force of either 4 people or 5 people. And what these 5 people would either have 8 members to be in charge of, or the 4 monitors would have 10 people in charge. So what you would do is each of these telephone people would get 10 people to kind of call and make sure that they sell the tickets, and then call them a couple of times, maybe 3 times, once every month, and then before the convention, just make sure that they sell their books, and then tell them how to send them the books back. How we're going to send the books back to either to the chair or whatever. And then she said that if we decide to do that, she would. If you can't get a chair to chair this committee, this raffle committee, she will do. She would be glad to chair it, but she wants. She has asked that from this meeting or tomorrow's meeting, I should say, we get these people appointed or volunteered right away, and then and then you can, and then you get in touch with her, and then she will. I guess you'll have a committee, and you'll decide what you're going to do. So, yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
That's okay. So this is. I hope I covered everything.
You did a nice job.
Yeah, I can elaborate a little bit.
You want a mic?
Yeah.
Where's that wire?
Here's one. Part of this.
First of all, hi, this is Linda, and I don't know, am I?
Talk a little bit louder.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
As a president of San Francisco chapter, I have seen these little books. We use them for our October fundraiser bingo party, and we sell them in books of five or six, I forget which, and you're right, they have little... On one end, they have name, phone number, and so forth, and very small space to write, and then you have to rip it off carefully. First of all, this is what I'm going to say. No one on the planet would doubt the sincerity and eagerness and devotion and zeal for this group that Winifred Downing has. And if anybody does, my husband Gilbert would take them and put them in a wood chipper. So you know, this is, but what is being suggested here is a fairly labor-intensive project. And I think that we need to be clear as a group if we're going to do it. You know, Winifred, she always wins the Girl Scout of the Year award in our chapter and any other raffle selling thing. She sells them to her friends, relatives, all over the country. And so unless we can get a force, a sales force of similar zeal, I would be cautious about taking on this project.
Okay, so
I wish we could think up a way of doing a raffle that was accessible.
Yeah.
It's always galled me over the years that it had to be not only labor intensive but so sight intensive to sell tickets.
We do a raffle in our San Diego chapter, but one of our members is railing the numbers on the standing
tickets.
That's
what I
think. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's what we do, too.
Right.
And then
the
Phillies chapter. I've railed it hard for the fundraiser.
Yeah.
And pulled it over and gave everyone a number. And,
This is John again. One of the ideas I had tossed out of among our board is having a 50-50 raffle and with a roll of tickets, and I had asked if there was a anyone who would be willing and able to braille the last three numbers on the tickets, and if we could do that, I think that would work well for us. So any takers, let us know.
And how do we get the buyer's information? It's not even so much identifying which ticket it's with. It's identifying the person who wants it.
Numbered tickets work well when you're doing it at a particular meeting.
You're right.
Yeah,
everyone
exactly.
Has to be present.
Then you have to be there, and you can't sell it all, you know, in the country.
So you need to collect contact
addresses, phone number.
Yeah, and I really feel that, you know, it sounds like a, you know, Wynn was just so passionate about this, and when I heard it and she sent me the email, I got tired just reading it only because I couldn't keep up with her. And she is so passionate, and she just was just so, you know, oh Marlene, we I know we can do this, you know, and it's hard to say no to her.
That's how she got to be 84.
Yeah. but let's see. So are we recommending to the board? Is this a recommendation that we not do it? Or you know that? you know, or we can just put it.
Do we have anyone that would be willing to get the books and do the right? How do we have access?
Peter said he would. He has always printed them in the past, if I'm right. Okay. Yes. Well, Winifred has said that she would talk with him and get him to print them up. So we have a printer. So that's where we're at with it.
Well, I think we should send it forward to the membership with no recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know the question. Yes, I'd like to say something. My name is Linda Caswell, and I'm the delegate for San Diego chapter. What we do, we have like an auction, you know, buy a X amount of things for, what, like $15, $20 and all this, and then we have an auction. And I swear to God, the very first time that I went to it, within an hour, we raised $375 just that fast.
It's a local chapter. It's so much harder on a state-wide affiliate because then you've got to bring the items to the convention, and people are concerned about.
You know, I feel so uncomfortable about this because I never buy a 50-50 or a raffle tacket or participate in an auction. I just don't do those things, and I feel as though being on Social Security, coming to these conventions is about as much money as I can spend.
Yeah.
And so I just don't know what to do about it.
There you go, Rob.
Yeah, we'll have everybody send their federal stimulus check to the BRLC. Yeah, hold on. Somebody wants to say something.
Dorsey, to us.
Okay, who?
It's so much because I do agree with you. We can't keep balancing our budget around just our own work. And that's one of the advantages of this raffle. It can potentially get out to people who aren't necessarily in CCB or BRLC. But I also see one of the problems is that a lot of us don't really have that many in and out of circles.
Yeah.
I don't have any friends.
Yeah. I know you don't, Robert.
Madam President?
I don't have any friends when they want to buy something. I have friends, but when they want to buy something, it's, you know.
It'll go away.
Yeah. So what I think we should do is I'm going to take Roger's suggestion, and we table this until tomorrow morning, bring it to the membership without any recommendation. Maybe they can come up with something.
Can I have a friendly recommendation with that, is that we continue to explore fundraising options?
Yes, I think that's
one
important.
One item before, Madam President. Last year, I believe it was blind students sold 50-50 raffle tickets at the convention.
During the convention.
Yeah.
What was it, Hunter?
During the convention.
Yeah.
Yes, on site, and I assume they had them, you know, brailled. It was, you know, just a regular roll of tickets that they had brailled. I think we could do that for the fall and probably bring in some revenue. What is the board had to say?
Well, I'm not good at buying tickets.
Madam President?
Yes.
You bring in some revenue, you bring in some, but yeah. I think probably, would you, I mean,
Madam President?
Yes.
One suggestion for our chapter in Bakersfield when we have our event. I have found at Office Max that you can buy blank printable tickets that are they come in sheets of, you know, just regular sheets, 8.5 by 11, pre-perforated, you know, pre-perforated, and for I think you get about sheets of 8, and I think you get around 200 tickets in a package for about $25. And last year I designed our chapters of tickets, and it was a total cost of about $25 for everything. So printable tickets might be a way to have this little raffle that win once.
Well, okay, I think,
you know,
hold on, Rob.
Yes, I will.
If we were to do this, then, and if we bring it to the membership tomorrow and they recommend that we do this, and they want to do this, we really have to really do it. And, you know, the people who are willing to be monitors for this and call people, they have to understand that they're going to be getting two or three calls to find out if they're doing their job. And so not only do they have to call, but the people of the monitors, you know, they're going to have to be willing to do this. So we really need to think this through, and if we do it, we all do it.
And I think I could make the commitment to be on the committee to make the phone calls. Probably I would just, you know, in my case, I'm such a poor selling these tickets is just something I'm very poor at. And I would probably probably end up buying them myself, which is okay. I mean, whatever. So I would definitely participate on the committee. I'd be happy to make the telephone calls. But my only concern is I wonder if the numbers of our membership, even though we may have this many in the group, my sense lately is that at these conventions, I don't even know if we're getting 20 members as such at our meetings. I mean, I know the last meeting began, there were 12 individuals present. So I think that's something that tomorrow will tell us. If we have a good crowded meeting and there's a lot of enthusiasm, then maybe this helps us move forward on this. But if we have a small group again and there's a lot of lethargy, I think it's going to be tough.
Well, and also what Wynn wanted people to do was, you know, there aren't going to be, maybe there won't be 40 members at the convention, but what she was saying was each person who has volunteered to do this, who are phone people, like say you or and me or, you know, four of us, like say, we'd each get 10 people and then we'd have to call them and tell them about it before we send the books, you know. I mean, because they...
Well, yeah, that I understand, but my point is this. There may be 8 people to call, but there's certainly no guarantee that all of those 8 or even a half are going to... They might say, no, I'm not interested. You know, I don't come to the conventions. I don't really want to hassle with mailing back and forth. I don't really want to sell. I mean, I just don't know. That's my only concern, is just the numbers. But, you know, let's float it by the membership and see what kind of reaction we get.
Yeah, I think what we could, because we're almost out of time, I think that what we should do is to bring it to the membership and, you know, see what floats their boat and see what other fundraising we can come up with. And, you know, we can't... If we can't come up with anything tomorrow, then, you know, I may have to call a special board meeting to, you know, to discuss some other options and maybe, you know, I don't know, but I'm getting very concerned about our dwindling funds, and you know, I don't want to have to, you know, we the Braille writer is something that everybody has and everybody I think should have, because that's how we know about what's going on with everything, with, you know, so. Yes.
The question came up about those of us who would be willing to have it over the internet on email instead of actually the Braille copy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible member both Roger and I said, we'd be happy to. I'm just wondering if we could hold the membership for getting this in there, if we could cut down that expense by the number of people who would be equally happy to have that email. Because even though Roger and I said that, mm-hmm. I can't speak for him, but I got a Braille copy that I didn't believe he needed that.
Yeah.
Well, people have talked about it, and I personally wouldn't mind having an email copy. The only time I would really use a Braille copy is when I come to the convention and look some things up. But there are those, and I believe Wynn's one of them, who feel that we need to have a Braille copy for people because we read Braille. Because we're Braille readers.
Right.
And
you better read in Braille regardless. I mean, you don't have to go
Well, in other words, if you have a professional Braille display.
Well, I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm just telling you what people are saying, Jill.
I know. I'm just
saying
that.
Right. That's a problem. Yeah.
Well, I think
So let's raffle off a Braille note.
Yeah, there you go.
We gotta get someone to donate it. That would
something really useful, you know.
Get money out, right? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Maybe what we could do tomorrow is to make that, you know, ask about a recommendation. You know, see what the members of the board feel. I mean, membership feel about that. You know, but you know, just remember, you may get a lot of discussion about that or repercussions. I personally don't care if I get a Braille one, because I read Braille anyway, so I don't need to read the Braille challenge. I read that, you know, so I really don't. It's okay if I get an email one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other discussion or any topics we got to bring up? Roger, anybody can think of something?
No. Mm-hmm. According to the program, our meeting tomorrow morning is in the Folsom Room.
Right.
Yes.
And the Folsom Room and the restaurant have reversed places. So where the Folsom Room used to be is now the restaurant. And where the restaurant used to be, down at the end of that little corridor, is the Folsom Room.
Yeah.
And that's also where the luncheon's going to be, I notice.
We got
yes.
good volunteers. But then we get to when we have the meeting at 10:45, we're supposed to go to
this room, I think.
Chardonnay.
That's this
it's
one.
This one right here.
Is that where the Kahlua will be?
Yes.
Yes.
That's this room.
So we go to start out at
Chardonnay and then
yeah.
You go to Kahlua in this room, and then you go back to Folsom for the luncheon.
Folsom, Kahlua. Okay.
And so, by the way, I wanted to mention that I was, Madam President asked me, and I was able to secure a program speaker whom I hope people will find interesting. Mike Keithley is our local chapter president, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and is a deaf-blind person with a cochlear implant. and I suggested that he speak to us on the on Braille and the deaf-blind population. And because I think that I think that the deaf-blind population is a potential major ally for us in maintaining Braille and in maintaining working toward getting affordable Braille displays and things like that. And by the way, I hear that the National Braille Press is working on a research project to see if they can create a new, more efficient, more affordable Braille display.
Wonderful. Cool. Very good.
And some people like Dean Blasey, who've been involved for years, are involved in it.
Great.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yeah. And speaking, and I want to thank Roger for helping with that. Think about ideas for this for the fall. I know nobody in Fresno. I have, and so I need help. I have.
Oh, it is not.
We have a center for the blind there. And we can see what they're doing. We should have center.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
About what they do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there Braille in Fresno?
Yeah. Is there a Braille in
Fresno?
So,
this
bike isn't working, but I'm going to have to show.
So, there we go. So, if you have any ideas, my email is in the Braille. Oh, by the way, the Braille, I got to tell somebody, my email is cinnamon8610@verizon. It's not, if they keep putting in SBC Global, and it's not, it's verizon.net.
Okay.
I want to know what this cinnamon thing is all about.
It's after my cat.
Oh.
And also, my name is E-E-N, not E-N-E.
Right.
My father had he had twins, and Kathleen is my twin sister, so he had to change my name to match hers.
Okay.
So it's E-E-N.
Why didn't you change hers to match yours?
I don't know.
That's what I wanted to know. So just send me an email, and Albert, maybe you and I could work on that too, if that's okay.
Work on what?
The speaker, wake up. You can sleep in the board meeting. Don't sleep here.
Well, you know, that's going to be a biggie. That's our 75th anniversary convention, and it's where back Fresno was where CCB was formed in
1934. And if you guys have not
read
People of Vision, it is a
very
good.
I'm reading it.
Oh, yeah,
wonderful.
Okay.
And I think half the population there are relatives of Bernice. So.
Maybe she knows somebody.
Yeah.
So maybe there'll be some good food.
Yeah, good Armenian food.
Yeah, good Armenian food.
There used to be a good bass place there.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I entertain a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
No, I entertained it. I can't make it.
Second.
Okay. Who made the motion?
Me, Linda.
Linda and Rob seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Goodbye.